Sechtes Machis Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. So continuing on with when a murderer, the Shaygig, leaves Golos. Is Nigmar Dinai Beloi Kain Ganel? Let's say he had a Gmar Din and there was no Kain Ganel at the time. Or Hahayre Kain Ganel. Or he kills the Kain Ganel himself. Or Kain Ganel Shaharag. Or a Kain Ganel was a murderer. And therefore, when there was a Gemara Din, there was no Kain Gadol. In the Yaitz Misham La'olam, he's stuck in Ari Miklat forever. It has to be that there was a Kain Gadol at the time of his Gemara Din. That's the Kain Gadol that if he dies, he goes free. Otherwise, he's stuck there forever. In the Yaitz Le'le Edus Mitzvah, he's not allowed to leave, even if he has to testify about a mitzvah, let's say for Kiddush HaChodesh. Le'le Edus Mamon, and not if he has to testify in a monetary case. Le'le Edus Nefashis, and not if he has to testify in a capital case. V'afilu Yisrom Trichim La, even if Klai Yisrael desperately needs him. V'afilu Sar Tzava. Tsar Tzva Yisrael, Ki Yayav Ben Tzruya. Maybe he is a commander-in-chief. He's a general like Yayav Ben Tzruya, and they need him to go to war. Eina Yaitz Misham La'olam, She'ne'emar Asher Nos Shama, Sham Tehei Dirasai. It says he should run there. That's where he has to live. He's not allowed to leave for any reason. Sham Tehei Misasai, that's where he has to die. Sham Tehei Kvurasai, that's where he is buried. You're not allowed to take him out of the city, out of the air, Miklat. Kishem Sha'ir Kailetes, the same way that the city saves a person from the Goyal Adam, Kach Tchuma Kailet. So 2,000 Amos around the city, the Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill. Right, say actually Yatzah Chutz L'Tchum Matzai Goyal Adam. So let's say he left the Tchum, and the Goyal Adam finds him. So Rabbi Yaseh Agli Leimer, mitzvah b'yad Goyal Adam, it's a mitzvah for him to kill him. Or Rishus b'yad Kolonim. Any other person who's not the Goyal Adam has permission to kill him. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rishus b'yad Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam has permission, but it's not a mitzvah. V'chol Adam ain chayav in olav. Every person is not chayav for killing him, but they don't even have permission, they shouldn't do it. The Mishnah goes on. Ilan shu oimed b'seicha tchum. You have a tree that's within the tchum of Ari Miklat. V'naif v'naita chutz l'tchum. But the branches are out of the tchum. Oy oimed b'chutz l'tchum. Or the tree itself is outside of the tchum of Ari Miklat. But v'naif v'naita l'seicha tchum. The branches go into the tchum. Hakal ho'ilech achar ha'naif. Everything goes b'sa the knife. Meaning, even if the branches are... Even if he's sitting on the trunk and the branches are inside, but the trunk is outside the city, you are not allowed to kill him because the branches are inside the city, so we consider him to be inside the city. Harag ba'isayir. Let's say someone kills within the Ari Miklat. He kills b'shegig. So what does he do now? He's already in Ari Miklat. Is goyla mishkuna l'shkuna, he goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Uben Levi. Goylami earlier. However, if it's a Levi that kills in a city of the Levim, which is an Ari Miklat, he has to go from one city to another city. Mishnah Ches Kiyotzei. Similarly, Reitzeach Shegalal Ir Miklat. Reitzeach went to Ir Miklat. V'ratzu Anshir Lechabdai. And now in the city, they want to give him honor. They want to honor him. Yoimar Lahem Reitzeach. And you should tell the people of the city, I'm a murderer. Don't honor me. I don't deserve to be honored. Amru lo yafal pi. Can you tell him, no, don't worry, we still want to honor you? Yikabu mehen. Then you're allowed to accept it. Shnemar v'zeh dvar reitzeach. This is the matter of the reitzeach, meaning the word of the reitzeach. So once he says that tells them what he is, if they still want to honor him, he's allowed to accept it. Malam ha'yuschar l'levim. The killers would pay rent to the Levim for their houses in the Arei Miklat. Because again, the 42 cities of Levim were also Arei Miklat. So the killer has to pay rent to the Levim. The killers do not have to pay rent to the Levim. The Torah gives the killers the rights to live in Arei Miklat free of charge. Now the Mishnah says, last in V'chayzer l'sarar shayyubah. When he leaves Arei Miklat, he goes back to his original position. He gets back whatever status he had before in the city where he was. You have to give him back his position, divra mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer l'yehayachayzer l'sarar shayyubah. He does not get back his original status. He doesn't get back his original position from before he killed. Have a good day.